For this Tuesday, April 2nd, with your Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Redman reporting. Malvern police say they were led on a chase early Monday morning. They say around 1:45 a.m. an officer spotted a motorcycle with no license plate heading west on State Road 62. Police say the driver, 40-year-old Amplis Southard, would not pull over and would slam on his brakes, then speed off again. They say he eventually turned onto Owen Street and ran a stop sign. Police say Southard ended up back on State Road 62 and reached speeds of 100 miles per hour. They say around Leonard Road, Southard suddenly locked his brakes. The officer behind him then also had to slam his brakes and swerve to avoid hitting the motorcycle. They say Southard went into the grass trying to turn around, but lost control and fell. Police say there turned out to be a plate on the bike, but it was bent so you couldn't see it. They say it came back as stolen out of Warrick County and belonged to a different motorcycle. Police then learned the motorcycle Southard was driving was stolen out of Vandenberg County. He was taken to the hospital and then to jail on several charges. Posey County 911 Regional Dispatch is now accepting applications and resumes for two part-time dispatchers. Applicants need to have flexible availability for weekends and swing shifts, as well as be able to dedicate at least 32 hours a week during 12 weeks of training, followed by a minimum of 12 hours a month once training is complete. This part-time position could lead to a full-time position if one were to become available. Applicants must have a high school diploma / GED. They also must be able to type 40 words per minute, handle many tasks, and have excellent communication skills. Experience in public safety is preferred but not required. Applicants must be able to pass a background check. An application can be obtained at the dispatch office, which is located at 305 Mill Street in Mount Vernon, Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. until 4 p.m. Applications and resumes will be accepted until 8 a.m. on Monday, April 15th. Posey County Council on Aging is still offering free tax filing services today and next Tuesday starting at 10 a.m. Posey County Council on Aging is located at 611 West A Street in Mount Vernon. The volunteers preparing the returns are trained and certified by the IRS. Businesses and farms are not eligible for the service. Appointments are required. Call the office at 812-838-4656. Last night before North Posey softball played Forest Park, the Vikings were honored by State Representative Wendy McNamara. Her presentation was a state proclamation to honor last year's 2A state championship team that went 29-0. The 2024 seniors accepted the documents on behalf of the team. North Posey softball beat Forest Park 7-0. Addie Fulop pitched a two-hitter with 8 strikeouts. Alyssa Heath went 3-for-3 with 2 RBIs, and Ava Lowe had 1 hit with 2 RBIs. The Vikings are now 2-1 on the young season. In Major League Baseball from last night, the St. Louis Cardinals started a 3-game series in San Diego with a 6-2 win of the Padres. Wilson Contreras and Brendan Donovan each launched 2-run homers. Card starter Kyle Gibson pitched 7 strong innings and allowed 2 runs on 4 hits. The Redbirds are now 2-3 on the year and continue their series in San Diego tonight at 8:40. The Chicago Cubs blanked the Colorado Rockies 5-0 in Chicago yesterday. It was the Cubs' home opener. They improved to 2-2 and go for a third straight win tonight at 6:40 against the Rockies. The Cincinnati Reds beat the Phillies in Philadelphia 6-3 in 10 innings. The Redlegs run their record of 3-1 and continue their series in Philly tonight at 5:40. From the NBA last night, the Indiana Pacers walloped the Brooklyn Nets at home 133-111. Tyrese Halliburton at 27 points and 13 assists as the Pacers improved to 43-33. The two teams play again tomorrow night in Brooklyn. Coming up this evening in local high school sports, Mount Vernon baseball travels to South Spencer at 5:30. Mount Vernon softball is at North at 5, and North Posey baseball journeys to Princeton first pitch at 5 o'clock. That wraps up your news and sports for this Tuesday, April 2nd. We are keeping you informed on all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to the news anytime online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. For news tips, you can pass them to us by email at news@PoseyCountyRadio.com. Reporting for Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Redman. Enjoy your Tuesday. Your weather forecast is next.